Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. Right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
It is the final week of high school football season, and there are playoff implications all over the state, especially right here in Southeast Georgia. The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. By the way, if you are in a, if you're inside a stadium right now and you're watching us up on a scoreboard and you want to watch us the entirety of the show, not just this segment, thesouthernsportsedition.com is where you can find the show in its entirety. For those high schools that are nice enough to air us on their scoreboard on Friday nights.
Yes, and we appreciate that very much.
All right, so here we go, the last week of high school football season, and there are just huge matchups everywhere. The Frederica Academy Knights will head to St. Andrews in what is a region contest, but the GISA does things quirky. It doesn't really matter what seeding you get in your region because, Kip, they rank those folks according to Max Preps rankings come playoff time, so I don't really even know what this game matters.
You never know how that those seedings are going to come out. But Jordan Triplett has over 8,000 rushing yards in his high school career, and he's still got football to play.
That's a lot of yards.
That is insane. That puts him – there's like three players all time, I believe – in Georgia high school football have over 8,000 yards rushing, and he's one of them.
Another game, Valwood at Brookwood. I'll tell you this, there are two teams in the GISA that I think would have a shot to beat John Millage, who, of course, hasn't lost a game since 2018 when Frederica beat him. But I think one of those two teams is Valwood. They will head to Brookwood in a region matchup over on that side of the state in the GISA.
Bullock at Pinewood should be another good game. Yeah,
Bullock's another one of those teams that I think has a shot against John Millage, but from what my understanding is, Bullock's going to have to play up to 4A because the GISA, I don't know.
Booted them up.
Yeah, who knows? Here is one. Camden heads to the Concrete Palace with all the marbles as far as playoffs go on the line. Winners in, losers out. That's the way it's going to work.
That's a big contest right there. Camden, 6-3 on the season, playing a Lowndes County team that's got a chance not to make the playoffs for the first time since when?
It's been 1997, if I'm not mistaken, 25-plus years that the Lowndes County Vikings have seen themselves in the playoffs. And, Kip, if they do lose this game to Camden over in the Concrete Palace, it will be the first time that a Lowndes County Vikings team ever – did not record a region win ever.
Wow.
The first time ever that that would have happened.
That's a crazy stat.
Yeah. Richmond Hill goes to Colquitt.
Richmond Hill got a big win last week against
Lowndes.
Lowndes. So if Camden beats Lowndes, Richmond Hill's in the playoffs.
Okay, so the right? So the way this works is if Camden beats Lowndes, then, yes, Richmond Hill is in as a 4. If Lowndes beats Camden, Richmond Hill is in as a 3 and Camden's out.
Wow.
Yeah, I believe that's the way it goes. Veterans at Houston, Tiff County at Lee County, Northside at Thomas County Central. Looks like Thomas County Central is going to finish with the 1. Northside probably is going to end up with the 4 there, I would believe.
I believe so, too.
Brunswick High at Effingham. Speaking of seedings, this is crazy. The Brunswick High Pirates are going to Effingham trying to beat the Rebels for the 4th straight year?
Yes.
For the 4th straight year with a region championship or a share of on the line. In order for Brunswick to get a 1 seed, they must beat Effingham by 20 points and not give up more than 6. Must beat them by 19 and not give up more than 6.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty much, yeah, that's impossible. I mean, the region bylaws have the point total capped at 25, meaning Glenn, who got blown out by Effingham earlier in the season, 49-3. They get capped at 25 on that. So
that's the same Glenn Academy team that beat Brunswick High.
Same Brunswick mm-hmm. High team. And then Brunswick High has to go and beat Effingham and see how the tiebreakers play out. Lakeside Evans comes to Glenn. If Lakeside was to pull the upset, then Effingham and Brunswick's for the number one seed.
Greenbrier at Bradwell. The game of the night in the state. That includes the Metro Atlanta area as well. The Coffee County Trojans, number one, ranked number one in 5A. They head to Memorial Stadium in Waycross to the Swamp to play the reigning, defending 5A state champion, the Ware County Gators. It will get physical.
Yes, and that's a game that Ware has had some success in the last couple of years. Coffee, the number one team in the state. Ware's dropped a couple of games, but betting against the Ware County Gators
will leave you broke.
And the Swamp at Memorial Stadium in Waycross, yeah, will get you living on the street somewhere.
Jenkins at Statesboro, man, that's a rough year for Statesboro. They fell to Bradwell.
Statesboro, tough year.
Locust Grove at Warner Robins. Southeast Bullock, who is officially out of the playoffs. They'll go to Burke Beach at Calvary Day. Groves at Savannah Country Day. Johnson of Savannah will head to Long. Savannah Christian at Liberty. Berrien heads over to Fitzgerald. Cook at Worth. Sumter at Jeff Davis. Brantley at Appling. I was doing some math to see if there was a way, if Brantley pulled an upset on Appling, if they could find their way into the playoffs as a four seed. Math didn't work for me.
And that's, you've wasted your time because they're not going to Appling and winning.
That's a good point. Yeah, I didn't really think that through, did I?
You just had some spare time you wanted to waste.
I guess. Tatnall at Pierce, Toombs at Vidalia, big time rivalry game.
Big rivalry game.
Yeah. Dublin at Swainsboro. Swainsboro coming off of a surprising, shocking loss to Bleckley County last week. Jefferson at East Lawrence. Claxton at Bryan County. You may see Bryan County in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings next segment. Metter at Screven. Lanier at Charlton. Boy, Charlton got blitzkrieged by Clinch County last week.
Clinch is blitzkrieging a lot of people.
Montgomery at ECI. Jenkins County at Portal. That game is for the region championship. If you'd have told me that Jenkins County and Portal we're going to play in the region title or play a game at the end of the season that would be for the region championship, I would have bet you any kind of money that you wanted to, and I'd have lost it.
Yeah, Jenkins County would have bet on them being there, but not Portal.
Yeah. Troutland at Telfair. By the way, the MCA Buccaneers are looking at this Montgomery County ECI game. Right now, MCA sitting as a four seed, and they'd get Clinch County in the first round.
Again?
Uh-huh. If Montgomery County pulls the upset, then MCA moves up to a three and can at least evade Clinch County to start with.
Man, Clinch's last 2 years, they've lost to Clinch in the playoffs.
Clinch has been their bugaboo. Even a few years back, it got them in the Elite Eight. Mm.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The high school football season ends tonight, and there are playoff implications everywhere. Brunswick and Effingham battle it out for the region title over in Springfield. Lowndes and Camden in the Concrete Palace, where the winner is in and the loser is out. Portal looks to continue playing Cinderella as they host Jenkins for the region title. And the number one Coffee County Trojans head to Waycross to take on the defending reigning champion Ware County Gators for the region championship. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we get ready for the most, well, we get ready for the high school football power rankings.
The Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, Kip.
Whatever you want to call them.
Let's say it, say it with conviction.
Power Rankings. Go ahead.
All right, well, let's go ahead and recap from last week. By the way, in case it's the first time you've ever listened to this show, during high school football season, I have a formula that computes all the area teams into a top 10 ranking across all classifications in high school football. To be eligible, you must be east of I-75 and south of I-16 or around those areas, right? There's a little leeway.
Yeah, there's some leeway.
And so
geography is not your strength, but go ahead.
And so these power rankings rank these teams 1 through 10. And just because I have a team ranked ahead of another one, one team ranked 3, another set ranked 4, the formula is not saying that the team ranked 3rd can beat the team that's ranked 4th. It's just saying that they have done better within their schedule.
No buys in week 9, I don't believe. So nobody should drop with a loss that's considered a buy in these rankings.
You don't lose.
Yeah, if you drop in the rankings, then that's considered a loss.
Okay, so last week we had 10 Bryan County, 9 Pierce, 8 Tomb, 7 Clinch, 6 Telfair, 5 Bullock, 4 Swainsboro, 3 Calvary Day, 2 Coffee, and the number 1 team last week was the Benedictine Cadets. All right, so falling out of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings this week, the Telfair Trojans, with a 21-16 loss to Dooley, drop out of the rankings.
Tough one. Yeah. Tough loss.
At number 10, coming back into the rankings since very early on this season, with a 52-6 win over Deerfield Windsor, the Valwood Valiants. We were just talking about them last segment.
Yeah, they got a chance to be pretty good.
At number 9, moving up one spot with a 66. They put 66 on Savannah.
Okay.
Bryan County at number 9.
Savannah High. Wow.
At number 8, falling 4 spots, losing to Bleckley County 21-20 last week, the Swainsboro Tigers fall all the way to number 8.
They fall to number 8. They don't drop out. They just fall.
They fell.
Okay.
At number 7, moving up one spot with a 48-0 blanking of Windsor Forest, the Toombs County Bulldogs at number 7.
Toombs, Vidalia tonight.
At number 6, moving up 3 spots with a win over Kip's aforementioned Vidalia Indians, a 35-7 win over Vidalia. Pierce comes in at number 6.
Pierce is starting to click.
As they always,
playoff time.
Yeah, they always get better this time of the year.
Yes, they do.
At number 5, moving up 2 spots with a 31-6 thumping of the Charlton County Indians, At number five, the Clinch County Panthers.
Man, everybody's thumping Charlton this year, aren't they?
Charlton's like 2-7 today.
Tough year.
I think that's right.
Hard to fathom.
Yeah. At number four, moving up one spot with a 42-7 kicking in the teeth of St. Andrews, the Bullock Academy Gators move up one spot to number four inside the top five.
Bullock's a good football team.
Yes, they are. It's. I hope I'm wrong. I hope something has been reevaluated that will give Bullock the chance to play in the 3A playoffs. Because if they do, they'll get to John Milledge.
Well, why wouldn't they? They're playing in a 3A region, but the way I understand it, the GISA is going to make them play
up
4A
yes,
in the playoffs.
That's right.
Why don't they make John Milledge play up?
What a great suggestion. You hadn't lost a game in 4 years.
Yeah, then play up.
Play up.
Exactly.
Common sense evades us yet again.
Yes.
At number three, Calvary Day. Staying strong right there at number three with a 35-0 win over Long County. Tough game for them. Man, they put on a show against a Long County team.
Okay. Go ahead.
Sounds like you're... Are you trying to disrespect Long County?
No, I'm not trying to disrespect anybody. Why are you trying to put words in my mouth?
Blue to whissy, baby. Blue Tide.
Blue Tide. Tide hadn't come in there in years. Go ahead.
They were number one in my rankings in preseason last year.
That's because he was dating somebody from Ludowice.
No, I literally know one person.
Okay.
Ludowice, one.
All right.
She's cute, though.
Yeah, yeah.
At number two, holding strong at number two, the Coffee County Trojans with a 56 win over Greenbrier.
Greenbrier, who's going to be moving up a classification next year in the latest classification rankings release.
We'll actually get to that as well. Yeah. And the number one team for like the, I don't know, fifth straight week with a 57-0 shutout of the Island Sharks. The Benedictine Cadets finish undefeated at number one in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. They'll be sitting at the house tonight with a bye week.
Yep, those Sharks of Islands, they've been just floating on the water for a long time.
You know, they weren't too bad of a school until the GHSA came in and smacked them for
yeah,
an ineligible player a few
yeah,
years ago.
Yeah. It happens all the time to the, I call it selective enforcement.
They did it to Valdosta, too.
They did it to Valdosta. They did it to Cook County. I hadn't heard anything going on in the Atlanta area, though. When you start policing the Atlanta area, then you can get my respect back.
Do you honestly believe that there are kids playing out of zone in Atlanta?
Oh, of course there are. There's kids playing football right now for one school that'll go play basketball next semester at another school.
All right, so let's recap. Number 10, the Valwood Valiants. Number 9, Bryan County. Number 8, Swainsboro. Number 7, Toombs. Number 6, Pierce County. Number 5, Clinch. 4, the Bullock Academy Gators. Number 3, the Calvary Day Cavaliers. Number 2, Coffee County. And the number 1 team again in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Benedictine Cadets.
BC, baby.
BC's a good football team.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, they're very good. That region, by the way, that thing got up thrown into chaos as New Hampstead knocked off Burke County last week.
New Hampstead is no joke.
I have no idea what a tiebreaker is.
You cheer for your team with our top-notch HVAC services. Whether you need a service call, a maintenance, or a new unit, we at the AC Guys are ready to help. Don't let a faulty AC sideline your enjoyment. Call the AC Guys now and score big on comfort touchdowns this football season.
If you live in the Golden Isles, then chances are you get your fishing pole out a lot. And we all know bait matters. For the best bait shrimp in coastal Georgia, get out to Bennett's Bait. Right off the St. Simon's Causeway at 1 FJ Tourist Causeway. Right on the river, off the third bridge coming off the island. Bennett's Bait has been helping fishermen and women land that big one since 1953. Stop on in or give us a call at 912-230-3229. That's Bennett's Bait.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust. come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors in the Golden Isles. 2928 North Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour, 4 to 6, or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dawgs!
Yes, football season is here, which means oyster season. Time to ditch those old, boring oyster knives you have rattling around in your spare stuff drawer. Get on in to Cunningham Jewelers. The very best oyster knives offered. Toadfish Outfitters, the all-in-one shucking claw. Open-nail folding oyster knives right out of your pocket. Get on into Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
We're going to jump into Kip's Butthurt segment in just a moment. But first, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Wild Adventures.
Wild Adventures, Christmas, wild and bright. Biggest holiday event ever. Added two extra days. Begins November the 18th. New Carol of Animals. A breathtaking animated Christmas tree show on the lake. New Wonder Walk is strolled through an illuminated forest filled with twinkling lights and displays. New Santa's Outpost. Get your photo with Santa, play in the snowstorm party, and enjoy free hot chocolate at night. Last night was cold, so New Gingerbread Village, a bright and sugary spot for sweet treats and more. A great place to enjoy the Carol of the Animals Lake Show. New Candy Cane Express. Hope aboard this peppermint-filled journey through Candy Cane Town, part of the multi-phase, multi-million-dollar expansion at Wild Adventures, wildadventures.com.
All right, so it is now that time where I'm handing the keys to the car. Kip, bring it back. Uncrashed.
College football edition of the Butthurt List this week.
I'm putting money... Right, I'm putting money on Dabo Swinney.
We'll just have to see how it plays out. Number five on the Butthurt List, the Colorado Buffaloes.
Oh.
They're 4-4 and 1-4 in the Pac-12. My question to you, listening audience, where is all that hype now?
Mm. They started out 2-0, 3-0,
and now they're 4-4. Just where they got to get bowl eligible to take the Coach Prime Express to a bowl game somewhere. 4-4, 1-4. College game day in Fox Big Noon is not heading back to Boulder anytime soon, are they? Yes or no? Nah, no. Number four on the Butthurt List, the University of North Carolina. You go from top 10 2 weeks ago to losing to Virginia and Georgia Tech back-to-back.
There was talk about them about being a dark horse national champion contender.
You lost to Virginia, and then you went to Atlanta and ran into a buzzsaw in the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets.
Bobby Dodd was rocking.
It was rocking. And Mac Brown does Mac Brown things.
Oh, there you go. That's actually true.
Dropped one to the Jackets.
The Bobby Dodd Stadium at Hyundai Field, or Bobby Dodd Field at Hyundai Stadium, is a tough place to play.
Man, you don't say Hyundai Stadium, man. I know that's number three on the butthurt list.
That's what it's called.
Whatever. Number three on the butthurt list, the Oklahoma Sooners. You lost to Kansas. You lost to Kansas. You had a clear path to the college football playoff.
It couldn't have been more clear.
It's gone. You lost to Kansas.
They still have the win over Texas, which is going to prop them up.
You lost to Kansas. Should have lost 2 weeks ago to a team that hadn't won a game in your conference, but no. You lost to Kansas. Number two on the butthurt list this week, the Clemson Tigers.
Okay, all right.
4-4. That's their record, 4-4.
Yeah, 500 team.
Mighty Clemson has fallen on hard times. Let's shed a tear.
Dabo Sweeney's got callers calling into his radio show, criticizing him, calling him Tommy Bowden.
Tommy Bowden part two. Mighty Clemson has fallen on hard times. There's no Deshaun Watson on campus. There's no Trevor Lawrence. And other than that,
Taj Boyd either.
He'd
love to have Taj Boyd.
He'd love to have 4-4 Clemson. You're not going anywhere. You're going to where are they going to go for a bowl game?
I don't know.
The Bahamas Bowl?
In case you missed it, Google it. Google the rant that Dabo Sweeney went on when he went off on this listener.
He questioned his salary.
Yeah, yeah. Said, you're the 4-4. What have you done to earn $11 million?
What have you done? What have you done for me lately? Clemson, been a bad year. There's no generational quarterback walking through that door.
Tommy Bowden.
And guess what? You opened a 2024 season in Atlanta.
What's crazy to me.
Against the Georgia Bulldogs.
Kip, what's crazy to me is he played the arrogant card where he said to the fan, you should be appreciative of what I've done here because before I got here, Clemson wasn't doing jack.
Okay.
That's basically what he told the fan base.
Well, they're not doing jack in 2023, so you've got it back to where you found it.
Truth.
True. Number one on the butthurt list this week, sitting with an 0-5 record in the Big 12, the UCF Knights. Who lost at home?
Man.
Lost at home last week to West Virginia.
That was a tough game.
Give up 40 points again to a Big 12 offense.
They've got Cincinnati this week. They'll get their first Big 12 win this week.
UCF and Cincinnati are a combined 0-10 in the Big 12. If you throw Houston in, their other conference mate that joined, they're 1-14. In the Big 12, and Houston hit a Hail Mary to get that one win.
Just some slight growing pains.
Some growing pains. Their growth is stunted. UCF 0-5 in the Big 12, 3-5 overall. They're a candidate to go to the Boca Raton Bowl with about 60 other Floridians that don't have anything to do on that day. UCF.
60 other Floridians.
You're number one on the butthurt list. 0-5.
They'll get
in the Big 12. Let me say that again. 0-5.
They'll get their first Big 12 win this week against Cincinnati.
And you were sitting
staple
here.
Of the Big 12.
You were sitting here 2 months ago talking about them being a playoff contender. 0-5. I told you back in April that they were going to struggle in the Big 12, but no, you wouldn't have no part of it. I told you, if you can't stop anybody in the Atlantic Association of Flag Football, Coast, whatever it is, how are you going to be competitive in the Big 12? 0-5. There you have it. Number one on the butthurt list, the UCF Knights.
Well, I will say that next year in the Big 12, without Oklahoma and Texas, UCF should be atop that conference.
They haven't even played. They played Oklahoma. Good Lord, I hope they don't run into Texas.
They almost beat Oklahoma.
Almost.
Had Oklahoma on the ropes.
Almost. How many points have they given up this year?
I haven't known.
They
got
to have one of the worst defenses in all of college football. Man, I'm done with Central Florida. 0-5. They're going to stay on this list till they get a Big 12 win.
You want to recap?
There you have it. You
wanna
Colorado, number 5. Where's all the hype now? UNC, Mac Brown doing Mac Brown things, losing to teams that's not as good as them. Oklahoma, playoff path gone. Clemson, my hell, it mighty have fallen. UCF, 0-5 in the Big 12.
Did you see how packed Jayhawk Stadium was?
Yeah.
Not a seat to be had.
Not a seat to be had. I mean, you could hear sounds echoing off the empty seats.
You could hear the coaches talking to the players.
Yes. Golly, you know this is going to be on SportsCenter. We're sitting here losing to dang Kansas, and it's not even basketball season.
And there's 42 people in the stands.
42. I mean, we could have played this game in Fog Allen Fieldhouse.
When they rushed the field, they ran out of people.
Yes, they were out of people. Goalposts survived because there wasn't enough people to take them down.
For years, Bubba Garcia's has been your St. Simon's Island favorite. Fun and Mexican food. And now that fun, great food can be found in Brunswick, too. Now open right across from Mary Ross Park. Saturday and Sunday brunch with bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys, Taco Tuesdays, Wing Wednesdays, and so much more. All the fun you've come to know from Bubba Garcia's right at the waterfront. BubbaGarcia's.com and on Facebook at Bubba's at Mary Ross Park.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
In the city, it's a pity, cause we just can't hide. Tinted windows don't mean nothing, they know who's inside. It's tricky to rock around, to rock around, that's right, on time it's tricky.
Tricky. So for those of you that have followed the show throughout, and for those of you just tuning in, if you need an extra, I don't know, you know, I'm not encouraging anyone to gamble or anything like that, but if you need an extra, you know, couple $50 or so, and you want to listen to me make college football picks, now is the time.
Okay.
All right. Actually, you know what? No, we'll go ahead and do it. Now is the time. 23 Kansas State at number 7 Texas. I'll take the Longhorns, and I think when all is said and done, the smoke is settled and clear, Texas is your number 4 team in the college football playoff.
Texas is on upset alert tomorrow, and they better be careful. And Kansas State is no joke. Mess around with Kansas State like you've been messing around with other people, Texas. I'll pick you, but you better be careful.
Number 1, Ohio State at Rutgers. Rutgers is at home, but they just don't have the Jimmys and the Joes.
No, they don't have them.
UConn at 17, Tennessee. Tennessee, of course, that game against Kentucky, they struggled and they got their act together. They looked pretty decent in the second half. They've got a gimme in UConn.
Yeah, they got a tough stretch coming up with Missouri and Georgia in back-to-back weeks, so they better get it together.
Texas A&M at number 10, Ole Miss. Of course, next week Ole Miss come, or I don't know if they're coming to Athens or Georgia's going to Oxford.
They're
not
coming
sure.
to Athens.
Okay. Well, next week Georgia plays Ole Miss. Texas A&M and Jimbo, man, they need this game. I'm picking Ole Miss.
Real Georgia fan would have known Ole Miss was traveling to Athens. But getting back to this game,
I am a real Georgia fan.
I'll take Ole Miss, but Texas A&M's due for one of them games where they just rise up and get you.
Number 24, Tulane at East Carolina. I'll take East Carolina in the upset.
Tulane at East Carolina. Okay. You're taking East Carolina.
In the upset.
Man, you're skipping some games, man.
Oh, yeah, I did.
God.
I skipped a lot of games.
Yeah.
15, Notre Dame. You didn't pick that game.
Do what?
Are you going to pick that game? Or?
Oh, I'm going to pick Tulane.
Okay. Texas, we already did that one. 15, Notre Dame at Clemson. Give me Notre Dame. Clemson's a mess.
Clemson is a mess. And 5, 6, 7 losses could be it. They still got to play South Carolina coming up.
Yeah. Arizona State at number 18, Utah. I'll take the Utes.
I'll take Utah after just laying an egg last week at home.
They got beat pretty good. Army at 25, Air Force. I'll take Air Force.
I'll take Air Force, too, at home.
Number 9, Oklahoma at number 22, Oklahoma State. This game is close. Oklahoma finds a way to survive.
This is the last Bedlam game. And
oh, yeah.
This is it. I mean, that game is not scheduled from here on out, and which is sad. I'll take Oklahoma, though.
Number 4, Florida State at Pitt. Watch out, Florida State.
Pitt's horrible. I'll take Florida State.
You're going to go to Pitt. Let me finish. Okay. You're going to go to Pitt, and you're going to be the better team. And Pitt is going to give you everything that you want, and you're going to skate out of there by the skin of your teeth with a W. Be careful, Florida State.
Okay. I'll take Florida State over Pitt.
Virginia Tech at number 13, Louisville. I just don't have that much confidence in Louisville. I don't think that they're that good. I'll take Virginia Tech.
This is a game that's got a big impact on the ACC standings. I'll take Louisville, excuse me.
Number 12, Missouri at number 2, Georgia. The College Football Playoff Committee didn't have Georgia at number 1. Georgia's not number 1 in my poll either, just for the record. This is the best season that Missouri has had to this point in the SEC. I think maybe the best team they've had since they've been in the SEC, and that includes a couple of years they played in the SEC title game when they first got there. I think they're outmanned here. I think the Florida game really wakened Georgia and kind of got some other people involved. I'll take Georgia. And I think Georgia makes a statement and an example out of Missouri.
I told you back during the summer, what game did I tell you that I was worried about for the Georgia Bulldogs?
Florida.
No. Missouri's a trap game. Georgia better be ready to play Saturday. Missouri's coming in, and they're going to have guns a-blazing.
South Carolina?
So Georgia, you better be careful against Missouri. Missouri has nothing to lose. I like Georgia, but this is going to be a tough game.
The Tennessee game?
No, man. I've already picked this game.
Number 11, Penn State at Maryland. Give me Penn State.
Yeah, I'll take Penn State. I mean, they're getting ready. They got two games on their schedule, and they're going to lose them both, and all these other games are just filler.
Cal at number 6, Oregon.
Oregon's got a shot to be in the 4, so they just keep plugging away.
I'm going
to
tell you right now, when it's all said and done and the smoke has cleared, Oregon will be the team that gets that number 4 seed.
You just said Texas was.
Number 21, okay. Kansas at Iowa State. I'll take Kansas.
I'll take Kansas, too. They're starting to play pretty good football.
Number 5, Washington at number 20, USC. I'm picking the Trojans to knock off Washington. I don't believe Washington is a top 5 team. I don't think they're good enough to even be considered for the national championship picture. I think they're overrated. USC isn't very good either, but they get it done at home.
This could be a game where both teams score 50 points.
It could very well be.
I'll take USC too. I think the Pac-12's fixing to start just eating each other alive.
They've been doing it pretty much already. Purdue at number 3, Michigan. I'll take Michigan.
Michigan, yeah. Then Michigan's got their 2-game schedule coming up.
Yeah, 2-game schedule. Number 14, LSU goes to Tuscaloosa to play number 8, Alabama. Right. This down. The Bayou Bengals are going to Tuscaloosa, and they are going to run Alabama out of their own stadium. LSU by a lot.
Really?
LSU by a lot.
Then that means I'm picking Alabama. I was actually thinking about LSU, but since you said by a lot, then that means Alabama's going to win. I'll take Bama.
It sounds like you don't have any confidence in my picks.
None. Whatsoever. No confidence at all.
Number 16, Oregon State at Colorado. I'll take the Beavers.
Beavers. Colorado, what have you done for me lately?
At one point, I thought Oregon State might be the best team in the Pac-12.
Yeah, self-promotion doesn't win football games.
19, UCLA at Arizona. I'll take the Bruins.
I'll take the Bruins, too.
In the SEC, Arkansas heads to the swamp to play the reeling Gators. Gators under 500, boy, they need to get this game because if they don't, they might not get bowl eligible.
5-3, the Florida Gators. They'll beat Arkansas 6-3. They'll be bowl eligible going to that tough down the stretch.
And I don't think they'll win another game after that. Jacksonville State, that's what I meant under 500, sorry. Jacksonville State at South Carolina. I'll take the Gamecocks.
I'm putting South Carolina on upset alert.
Okay. I can see this, actually.
I am putting South Carolina on upset alert. South Carolina loses games like this. They have historically. I'm picking Jacksonville State to pull the upset.
Auburn goes to Nashville to play Vanderbilt. Give me Auburn on the road.
I'll take Auburn on the road. Big win against Mississippi State last week.
Kentucky at Mississippi State. Kentucky should have no problem with the Bulldogs.
Well, Kentucky was 5-0 just 3 weeks ago until Kirby broke them. So now they're 5-3 going to Mississippi State, trying to make a late season run to get a Gator Bowl.
They had just destroyed Florida the week before.
Yes.
And then Georgia got them. Campbell at North Carolina. I'll take North Carolina to rebound.
Okay. They need to rebound.
Georgia Tech at Virginia. All of a sudden, Georgia Tech's got all this momentum. Georgia Tech's won 4 games this season.
Georgia Tech is still mathematically alive to get to the ACC championship game.
Boy, if they got to the ACC championship,
they are still,
man.
They're still alive.
I was glad to see the turnout at the Dodd.
Yeah, they were fired up, too.
Miami at NC State. Give me Miami.
I'll take Miami. Florida State, Miami coming up should be a good one. Mm.
In the Big 12, Central Florida at Cincinnati. Central Florida gets their first Big 12 win against Big 12 staple Cincinnati.
This will be like just a glorified pillow fight. That's all this is. A glorified pillow fight.
Go ahead.
I'll take Cincinnati because I want Central Florida to stay on my butt hurt list.
In the Sun Belt, James Madison at Georgia State. Give me the Panthers.
I'll take the Panthers.
Georgia Southern at Texas State. I'll take the Eagles.
Southern's quietly having a pretty good season.
Yeah. In the Southern Conference, the SoCon, Mercer at the Citadel. I'll take the Citadel.
Me too.
And independently, Kennesaw State goes to Sam Houston. My Owls ain't beating Sam Houston.
Nah, that's a long road trip to go get paid and get a beat down.
Well, they'll get paid. They'll get the beat down, but they get better with games like that. Yeah. That's the whole point.
Yeah, nice.
Hey sports fans, great news. Max Barbecue's second location is now open. Right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick. Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3, 912-342-7967. And you can visit your friends at our original location for lunch and dinner in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. 912-275-8271. Max Barbecue, two great locations, one great taste, and give them a like on Facebook.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Yes, football season is here, which means oyster season. Time to ditch those old, boring oyster knives you have rattling around in your spare stuff drawer. Get on in to Cunningham Jewelers. The very best oyster knives offered. Toadfish Outfitters, the all-in-one shucking claw. Open-nail folding oyster knives right out of your pocket. Get on into Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour, 4 to 6, or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dog!
If you live in the Golden Isles, then chances are you get your fishing pole out a lot. And we all know bait matters. For the best bait shrimp in coastal Georgia, get out to Bennett's Bait. Right off the St. Simons Causeway at 1 FJ Tourist Causeway. Right on the river, off the third bridge coming off the island. Bennett's Bait has been helping fishermen and women land that big one since 1953. Stop on in or give us a call at 912-230-3229. That's Bennett's Bait.
Know what time it is. Radio. We've been talking about this for months. This was going to happen, and finally yesterday it got released as far as the new classifications for the GHSA. We don't know regions yet. We're going to speculate on that, but first, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Watt Adventures and by Southeast Georgia Health System.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-9961 or visit sghs.org. That's 466-9961.
I think they have two different numbers.
Or 912-262-9961. There you go.
All right. So 7A becomes 6A in the new high school football classifications. And so, you know, Kip and I are going to sit here and speculate regions for you because that's kind of what we are paid to do. So 7A becomes 6A, and you're going to have a familiar-looking region that you have now across South Georgia, which is, of course, Richmond Hill, Lowndes, Valdosta, Colquitt, Camden, right? They're also going to add Effingham for sure to that region. Of course, we have heard that Effingham is going to file an isolation waiver.
How do they get it in Richmond Hill? Richmond Hill, well, Richmond Hill's got 2,700 students, so does Camden. Effingham's just barely above the threshold at 2250.
And they want to play down.
They right? want to play down because they're going to get their eyes beaten in football in that region.
And that's pretty much why they want to play down. I've also heard they're probably not going to get that isolation waiver upheld. They're probably going to end up playing in that region. And so at the very minimum, that's going to become a 7-team region. It may become 8. I'll let Kip talk to you about that. I'll get to that in a minute. Colquitt, Richmond Hill, Effingham, Lowndes, Camden, Tift rejoins that region as well. And the Valdosta Wildcats and the possible 8th team, Kip.
Houston County, who, if you look at the map, they're 8 teams below the I-16 corridor. Macon and Savannah. And Houston County is in that corridor. So there's going to be one 6A region in South Georgia. So do you make Houston County play north or do you send them south?
If you make them play north, you're putting them in a region with somewhere in Metro Atlanta.
Yep, South Atlanta probably in that area.
If you're making them play south, then you're putting them in a region where Camden County, for example, that'd be the longest trip. Camden County to Houston to play that football game, that's a 4-hour trip for a region game.
It is. Probably looking, that is a geographical big, that's South Georgia. Georgia's the largest state east of the Mississippi River. You didn't know that because you don't know geography. But south of Macon, that's a big area. Huge area.
I was trying to think of where the Mississippi River is.
Okay. If you don't know where it is, I can't help you with that. But that is there's 8 teams below Macon.
Is that all around the San Andreas fault line?
No, there's 8 teams below Macon that qualify for 6A under the new guidelines, which the cutoff, I guess, looks like 2,200 students average daily attendance.
Isn't that the one that turns into the Ohio River at some point?
And then you got Region 2, 5A, that could have 8 teams as well. I'm not getting in a GI. We're sitting here talking about reclassification. You want to talk about fault lines and rivers and things like that. Come on, dude. This is serious stuff. We're sitting here talking reclassification, and you want to talk about a Finger Lake in Michigan. Come on, man. Our listeners are expecting us to bring them top-notch news. Nobody cares about Lake Michigan borders Chicago or Lake Erie borders Detroit. Nobody, our listeners don't care about that.
Isn't there a Lake Campbell there, too?
I don't know. There's a Lake Oconee and a Lake Sinclair up, kind of in middle North Georgia there that you can go camping and fishing on.
Colquitt, Richmond Hill, Effingham, Lowndes, Camden, Tift, Valdosta, possibly Houston. My best guess, I don't think they're going to make Houston play south. I think they're going to make Houston play one of the metro Atlanta regions.
If you play a 7-game region schedule, you only have to find 3 non-region games.
That's fine. I get it.
Or they could subdivide it somehow and just do all the other sports differently and just play a full football schedule.
Which is what they're doing in 6A.
5A.
Right, 5A, because it's now 6A becomes 5A.
You got to train yourself.
Yeah, right, I know. So Brunswick Glen, South Effingham, and Bradwell, Statesboro, Greenbrier, Evans, and Lakeside Evans. That's all one region. So there was talk about
that's now, proposed. They haven't been finalized.
Right. Yet. Yeah, none of this is finalized. So it's been proposed that region does get subdivided, and I've heard both ways. I've heard that that's not going to happen, that it's only going to happen that it will get subdivided in every sport except for football, and then I've heard that it's not going to get subdivided at all. So, I don't know. If it got subdivided, it would be Statesboro, Greenbrier, Lakeside and Lakeside Evans on one side. On the other side would be Brunswick, Glen, Bradwell, South Effingham on the other side of that.
Yeah, an 8-team region. I was talking to Coach Grady at Brunswick just yesterday. He said you'd only have to get 3 non-region games, which, When coaches have to scramble around and find games, then you end up taking long bus rides places because you have to find a game.
Yeah, that typically does happen. And so then another surprising thing you saw is that Coffee County got actually placed into AAA. And what I'm hearing out of Douglas is Coffee doesn't want to play AAA. They want to play up, so they'll probably appeal to play to 4A.
Coffee's got 5A numbers. This is what they do in Coffee County. Okay, they fall under the 3A category, but they've got a ninth grade center that they got a totally different school named, and it hosts all, it has all the ninth grade kids in the school system. 10, 11, 12 is Coffee High School. And so that number is 1324. And so that's the number that was turned in. That's what got them placed in 3A, but it doesn't even include their ninth grade numbers.
One thing that I would be excited about is if Coffee does move up to 4A, they win their appeal, and like Kip said, they're not going to move them to 5A, even though they've got technically those numbers. If they move them up to 4A, you would have a region that would look somewhat like you would have Ware and Coffee and Wayne in the same region. That would be awesome.
And another thing, Warner Robins is moving up.
Yep.
From, they'll be in the 5A category.
Yes, they will.
And so they'll jump in that Region 1 mix over there with the Lee Counties and the
Thomas County Centrals.
It'll be Warner Robins. Looks like they'll be coming in and Houston going out.
Yeah, Tift is just, I can't put us somewhere else.
Well, Tift's got, I mean, they've got 2,400 students. There's nowhere else for them to go.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, they went from a region where they were in with Camden and Lowndes and Valdosta. They got out of that region because their numbers fell, and then they end up with Thomas County Central and Northside and Houston and Lee, and now they get out of that region, and they're right back in the frying pan with Lowndes, Colquitt, Valdosta.
Well, that's their historical rivalries. Tiff's got to go out and make a big splash, and they got to bring a big-name coach in there. There's potential for that program to be elite, and they've got to get the right coach to do it.
You and I see that thing very, very differently. You're right. You are right. That is the only way to restore, in my opinion, that is the only way to restore that program is to bring in a big-name coach that established that has won at one big somewhere else. I think you're right about that.
Tiff's had some success at the highest level of Georgia high school football.
In like the 70s.
They've been pretty good historically, so they can come back.
In my lifetime as a college football fan, Tift has not been a factor.
I mean, no, Tift doesn't play college football. They play high school football. So
in my lifetime in high school football, being a high school football fan, Tift has not been a factor.
They haven't had the right coach in place.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The high school football season ends tonight, and there are playoff implications everywhere. Brunswick and Effingham battle it out for the region title over in Springfield. Lowndes and Camden in the Concrete Palace, where the winner is in and the loser is out. Portal looks to continue playing Cinderella as they host Jenkins for the region title. And the number one Coffee County Trojans head to Waycross to take on the defending reigning champion Ware County Gators for the region championship. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.